This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Mm-hmm. I can't even afford this apartment. What's the point?
Okay.
That's generically boiling it down. But yes, politics and all those other factors have gotten us to that point.
Yeah, it's all intertwined. I don't know how you separate.
Cannot.
It probably shouldn't be, but it is.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
The constant barrage of you have to fear this side. No, you have to fear this side. No, you can't ever agree to disagree or we can't ever find compromise to do anything better for the betterment of all. Right.
Yeah. And I think those gasoline stickers. And again, I think this is one that flips in both parties. But those stickers of Joe Biden pointing at the gas prices is how people's brains have simplified it down to where politics could be the sole factor. Like if that guy wasn't sitting there, my gas would be way cheaper. And versus understanding the global ramifications
right.
and one company, you know, all of the different things that factor into it. We have the ability to boil it all the way down to that if we had a better president – or if we can get this president out or vice, whatever,
right. but,
and that it would fix all of the
without the realization that your school board member is probably 1,000 times more important to your life experience.
100% correct.
Yeah.
We don't know how to take it all in. But at the end of the day, we look around, we go, I can't afford the place I'm in and it sucks.
Yeah.
That's probably why people are quote unquote unhappy.
That would account for a younger age group, but this is certainly across the board for, you know, and there are subsets that can drive the whole number for
go
sure.
Go the other age. Go all the way to the end. I can't afford my meds. My pension isn't there.
Actually, people 60 and over are happier
than
they've ever been. Yes. That's there's anecdotal evidence.
That's awesome.
There's anecdotal evidence to support your young argument. But I think you're exactly the opposite on the 60 plus audience.
You met a whole bunch of happy old people lately. Older.
I think we have to define like what happy means. Right?
Yeah.
I meet people that are too happy.
Oh, that's a good point.
You know, I meet people that are too angry. I meet people that are too sad. And most of us, I think, are probably somewhere in between all of that, depending on the day and whatever it is you're doing.
Yeah. I'm sure it's not part of the study, but I also believe that a lot of people are hopeful in that things can be turned around and it's not a sunken cost fallacy. I think people are saying, you know, it sucks right now, but sun can come out tomorrow.
Yeah. I think that there has been a change, a sea change in looking at things in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
Some of it voluntarily, some of it forced, some of it COVID, some of it whatever. And I think young people today are, I think, getting a better picture painted for them about student debt and then, you know, cost versus benefit of how they make their choices.
Right.
When you've got senior citizens that still haven't paid off their student loan debt, this doesn't work.
Right.
And hasn't for a long time.
Mm-mm.
And there will be a reckoning at those price levels, I believe, if companies want to stay in business and be in business, whether it's a university or a fast food place.
That's right. Everything in between.
And so I hear and don't disagree with your case rolled out about younger people. But I don't think it's hopeless. I mean, I don't think
it's hopeless.
They might. I think young people have always felt disenfranchised. It's part of being young. I mean, you go back to the Vietnam War and the whole movement and the hippie movement and go to California and the, you know, back before that, the peace, these young people who felt like they did, the system wasn't for them.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's part of being young.
Sure. There's a level of that.
And you might not join, you know, you may not become a hippie and move to San Francisco, but a lot of people did.
Right.
So that, I think that anxiety has always been there. Clearly now there are identifiable things that need to be corrected to ease that anxiety and make life transition better. I mean, I don't think there's any argument about that.
Yeah, there's straight up full-fledged quantifiable data.
Yes, but there's also something that generationally never changes is that young people don't become part of the process.
Hell yeah, that's true.
And if they were a voting bloc powerful enough, they could get more things to change. But no one is going out of their way to make the 3% happy.
Nope.
And that's my only issue.
But everyone's going out of the way to get the 1% happy is the funny thing.
I don't.
The 1% at the other end, not age-wise, but financially. 1% 1%, everything is based around that, really.
I don't think that's true. I really don't. I think that there's a lot of laws that impact the 1% who also create a lot of the jobs for the other 99%.
It's not all wrong.
They also pay, even if you don't think they pay enough, the vast majority of taxes into this country. And then they create loopholes to be able to avoid. Yes, there's no doubt. But all of that's, all I'm saying is if you're a young person in this country and you want to impact change, become a powerful enough voice that they can't ignore you.
Right. Yeah, that would be what it would take.
But when you systematically, election after election, decade after decade after decade, and it's got nothing to do with young people today, it's always been this way.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Even the supposed support of young people for Obama, if you go look at the numbers,
wasn't
all it was
that
dismal.
Big. Yeah, wasn't that big.
Senior citizens have, why do you think stuff is described as, the third rail of politics? Because no one wants to upset that group.
Right.
And so they have a disproportionate amount of power when it comes to voting.
That's true.
Not going to solve everything, but man, people would pay a lot more attention to what you would like done, whether that's relieving student debt, whatever it is.
Yeah, if you just figured out a way to do it together.
Yeah.
Yep. You're right.
So, we blew past the break there, but it's interesting conversation. I think a lot of this is just what it is. It's a mood meter, mood ring for the world.
Yeah, and it depends on when you ask. If you ask me while I'm at a Taylor Swift concert.
That you've paid way too much to be. And she's a one percenter.
Yeah, she is. I mean, but there is a lot of happiness to be had. And there is also some problematic stuff.
There is. But she's a good example of
she's both. She's the dichotomy of all of it.
But she's, at the end of the day, a 1%.
That's correct.
In a private jet, doing all the things kids say they care about, and then if they throw all that out the window that's and buy exactly a $900 ticket to go see a show that's,
that she has given carbon emissions by the boatload on the way to.
But still, she is certainly a dichotomy to young people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She doesn't stack up with what they say.
No. And that's okay. I'm not knocking her. I'm just saying, not everything when I was 18 years old or 19 years old or 20 years old, I wanted to do a lot of things I couldn't afford to do.
That's right.
I feel like now we've made it too easy for people to go ahead and get into debt to do those things that maybe you had to wait till you made a little bit more to do in the past. And you didn't have the 70-inch TV and you didn't have, but we have created a society where that demand stuff, you're expected to have it as a status in life.
Yeah, or to even just be an active participant to some degree. How do you go without a smartphone?
Right.
I mean, so even if it's status or no status, how could you even function?
But I'm talking about beyond a smartphone.
Beyond that. I know, but still, there's a you could have gotten away without having your own phone for
sure
forever.
That is a given.
Yep.
But you also now don't have to have a PC, and you don't have to have, so in the end of the day, I think the technology plays in your favor more or less.
I agree.
But there's also this thing, which is what I worry about with gambling. I mean, we've made it too easy to lose money.
Yep.
Money that you don't have when you're starting out in life.
Sometimes red tape or hurdles is better.
Yeah, not often.
No, but I mean, going through security gates better than letting everybody just cram into the door.
If the security gate makes any sense.
If it makes,
the problem with red tape or even the definition of red tape is that it doesn't.
Yeah. If it's just a little gateway that we have to walk through that does nothing, and all you're doing is.
I get it. Yeah. You're listening to News Talk 1340 WSOY 103.3 FM 1340 AM and streaming live on nowdecatur.com. Finland, Denmark, Iceland, Sweden are your top four.
Are you surprised about any of that? Not really. That's how that's how we feel about them in general.
But I think there are traits that you look at in countries and areas of the world that have their own strange history of Vikings and conquering and yet they are big in nature. They're big. They're not overpopulated. They're not
seemingly
as industrialized.
Peaceful.
They're not involved in every conflict that comes up. Right.
Yeah.
But what I don't stack up is right after Sweden is Israel.
Ooh. Especially now, I mean, not even especially now, just given the hundreds of years of conflict.
Yep. And then we go right back into a list that doesn't surprise you all. Netherlands, Norway, Luxembourg, Switzerland, Australia, New Zealand, Costa Rica.
Yeah. Another thing that I think is interesting about the United States that, something like crime. We've had a reduction in crime. but measured. It's measured violent crime and everything.
This last 12 months versus the three before. Yes,
that's right. So in a sense, the arrow's green. We're making progress, but I would think that the sentiment is not, if not, it doesn't go in the same rate as the arrow, meaning I think minimally it's the people feel the same way about crime as they did.
This is where media, politics, instead of doing the job for the people, it's another tool to use against their political opponents.
That's right. So my point was that even in places where we have measured growth or positive or infrastructure going, you mentioned it earlier with the state of Illinois, this measurable stuff, jobs coming and retaining.
There's no political juice for me to admit that if I'm running against the party that's
right,
running.
Right. But the story doesn't always, or the sentiment doesn't match the actual gains that we make here. So we don't even get the good always with the good.
No.
Sometimes it feels bad.
And that I squarely blame on the politicians and then the way the media reflects the politicians. Right?
Yeah.
Those two factors.
Yep. Yeah. And also I'd say the media having their own reason to tell the story the way they want to say it well is sometimes. Meaning, like, even if it's not at the lead, it's like, hey, I know that we'll get clicks. We do it this way.
I've never been in the headline business.
You haven't?
No. I know, but
some
I'm saying
are
but that's
exclusively
what most,
in that.
And now, even though that was a realm of the newspaper business, now everybody's has social media. Everybody wants clicks. Everybody wants, you know, so there's even more of it.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
Than what we used to do with, you know, headline. I'll give you a perfect example. Perfect example. This has nothing to do with politics, nothing to do with even the United States of America. But I'm flipping through my news feed as I do several times a day. I just like to keep up on the world. Sure. Some of it's for the show. Some of it's just my own self-interest.
Yeah.
You know that because of Nick, I'm an F1 addict now. He's my, he entered into me with like the free hit, you know, and now I'm
That's
in.
Right.
So I look at a headline from yesterday. I'm stalling here as I pull it up. By the way, Susie Wolf has filed criminal charges against the FIA for this investigation.
Wow.
Thing. That story actually is a story. But the headline that I had, and I saw this and I thought, come on. The headline was FIA confirm Verstappen and Red Bull investigation. Do you know what the story was?
No.
After their win in Jeddah. Mm-hmm. They were one of the randomly selected 20 cars to go through the extra inspection, and they passed with flying colors.
But
the headline
key
was
racer investigation. Print it.
Yes.
Print fast. Go.
Yes. That's just deceptive.
It is deceptive.
It's meant for you to go, oh, what now?
Yep.
And you find out it was the routine thing that happens after every race. And it's a story when it happened in Texas and your guy and Lewis got kicked out of the race because of it.
That's right. Yeah, it does matter sometimes. But when it's routine and, you know, nothing.
And that there were no issues.
Right.
Yeah, so you're not under investigation.
Nope.
You were under inspection that is now over and in the story reporting you did nothing wrong.
Exactly right.
And we do that on steroids with politics and issues and crime, mm-hmm. to your larger point.
Yeah.
Now, I would suggest to you that police officers probably feel like they are in a siege like they've never been.
Oh, absolutely. They're the first ones because, like I beat this drum all the time, most of their interactions are peaceful ones. Most of their days they go home and they did, you know, help somebody or no real anything to report. But let one story pop up and it undoes the millions of interactions that they do.
Yep. So there's perception, there's reality. This has always been the case. Politicians will bend that perception to their will, whether it's good for America or not, and they do it on both sides of the aisle and have for a long time. But then you give that a voice with millions and millions and millions of people interacting on social media and weighing in with their own two cents or spreading bad. This is why AI terrifies me in this election. And we already do it ourselves. What can they do by adding that?
Oh, yeah. It's already going.
I mean, like, full on, we get through the primary. What happens between now and November?
Yeah. Yeah, it is scary.
So I think my happiness report would depend on the day and the person, right?
Right.
And the location.
Yeah.
I think 60 plus people probably, you know, they're, we get to different generations, you know, what 60 used to mean to me versus what it means to me today. The baby boomers, in my opinion, did more to screw up this country. And I don't, that doesn't, it's not a blanket statement about all of them, right? But now Gen X is 60.
Hmm.
Whole different set of circumstances, right?
Yeah.
Growing up.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think you can, for a long time, you lumped the old people together kind of as one monolithic group.
Right.
Now we're getting to the point where you've got multi-generations of, you know, that had a whole different world.
Yeah. And also, is somebody 60 the same as somebody that's like 104?
Particularly today.
Yeah. That's what I mean with the lengthening of life and the functional years that you have.
Medical knowledge and the breakthroughs and everything else.
Yeah.
So I put a minimal amount other than I really respect the Gallup agency. I mean, I think they do things the right way. And if you go past the headlines and look in the end tabs, there's a lot of interesting information there. But I just want you to know and the politicians to know we're two places above Mexico in happiness. And that's the place that's causing, because of their gates, not necessarily their citizens, are causing all of this political uproar in this country about people looking for a better life. And they're almost to us on the happiness rate.
Where's Canada? Above us or below us? Because they might be fleeing Mexico to get up there, not to stop
you. You know what? I don't think Canada is in the top
25. No, they're actually really struggling right now. I've been reading a lot of that.
Yeah, and Canada they don't have a monolithic country either. There's a lot of different regional stuff.
That's correct.
It's, you know, but
that is a very interesting point that you just pointed out, though, that it's so bad that people don't want to leave there, and two ticks up the ladder is better enough to put it all on the line.
Right. And I also think our unhappiness is based on our own experience. And unless you've been to some of these places in the world, you really don't understand despair and poverty and crime at levels that are almost impossible to comprehend.
Yeah, the masses anyway, not the overwhelming masses don't know what Honduras is like.
That doesn't mean
like
we have people here who aren't struggling.
Correct.
Or people here who need help or whatever. But it is just, you know, most people cannot possibly understand what Ukraine looks like right now.
Mm-mm.
Where there are entire villages where all the men are gone. And they have been at war for, and it's a political football here in this country. Because, and then we think, I'm upset about whatever it might be. It's also what you're used to.
Yeah.
You know, and we are pretty spoiled. Not discounting anything we talked about issues that
That's
need
right.
to be addressed. But our level of happiness, the expectation factor that we have, I think is higher than the rest of the world.
That's correct. I think so. And I think the rest of the world it may be waning, but the rest of the world, many places still have that expectation factor about the United States. Why Mexico, you look north or countries going through Mexico to say, hey, it's better. There's an opportunity there.
Yep.
Some way, somehow.
That's exactly right. And then there's tiny little places like Finland where, you know, they don't have the problems that some other countries have. So
right.
Are they happy? Yeah. They're in a kind of small, I mean, most small town America probably feels pretty happy.
Certainly. It feels like we've got all we need here.
Yeah.
We're set up. We're good. We've got our hospital. We've got we're good.
And that is just, to me, the definition of people.
Yeah.
The fewer you have of them around, the fewer problems you have.
Yeah. I mean, that's really, because you're basically inviting, every person is a variable. Even good people snap, have mental breaks, have bad days, you know, or just make a mistake. And you're right. It's just more variables to mess something up.
It's math.
It is.
All right. There's your, you can read about it on, well, it was all over the place yesterday, but I went to Gallup's site. You can really kind of take an in-depth look into the.
It's a neat study.
They've been doing this for 12 years. And one of the big things they targeted in America's younger generation that is not financially related is loneliness.
Isolation.
And I think that is COVID, but also online.
Digital world.
Yep. Yeah. And I, it, once again, not a scathing, you know, attack on online. Just it's, it's when you quit learning how to socialize.
Yeah. And we haven't really gotten to the point where we're looking in the rearview mirror yet about what we're learning about being separated, being digital and all that. We don't know the ramifications.
No, we don't. We have no idea.
Not all of them. No.
No.
It's not enough studies on it.
So that's not the only thing, but it is a key indicator.
Yeah.
And I think that has changed, right?
Yeah.
You're around young people more than I am. I mean, we have a young person, but I mean, you know, that's just one study. And I know that we've talked about being online with your friends and gaming. He certainly does a lot of that, but I know he's happier when he goes to go do that stuff in person with people. I mean, you know, there's just a different
desire to human connect.
Right. And I think that translates to the job you get and the workforce. I think that's why some arguments about some in-office stuff, you can't just discount one way or the other. So mental health. And the idea that younger people are more apt to sort of admit to themselves and the world that they're struggling, where people just suppressed that for years and years.
Yeah.
And that's not good either.
No. A lot is being rebuilt culturally for us as we're talking.
Yeah, but we're still doing the fixes all the old, same old way.
Yeah.
So I would look at this if I were somebody who, you know, I actually do whatever I can to do. Be a part of solutions for these things. But if I were going to serve, you know, this stuff's more important than owning the other party. If we really want a happy, prosperous nation. And I am just so ready for someone to drop all that other stuff and be about solutions and about making this country better or this town better or this state better, and not just about it's all one way or the highway. They're evil. We're sanctified. That isn't reality, but it's become our political reality. And at the end of the day, I didn't want to vote Tuesday. Not because of any political statement. I just didn't. Is it worth getting out of my car and parking and going in and doing the thing? Because it's all sort of predetermined and, you know, what do I? But we can't do that. You have to be responsible for what you can do. And young people today, the best thing you can do is become a voting block that people cannot ignore, nor can one side claim without actually doing anything for you. And you also have to be realistic in your priorities. You can't have it all. And if those things would come together and do, I mean, you might see real opportunity in this country.
I think you're right.
That's my take on the World Happiness Report.
They probably took that study also before Kirk Cousins signed with the Falcons, because I would imagine most Americans would be as happy as I am about that.
Yeah, that's, I'm sure. Probably right up there. I didn't go far enough into the end tabs, evidently, to get the Falcons effect.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
It's been a big one.
Another one percenter being paid by one percenters.
Right. Do you know that he is changing his jersey number? This is not relative to him, but just the idea that because he wears number 8, they already have a star player that wears number 8. They said the NFL, somebody would have to pay for the inventory of the other player's jersey number before they would allow him to change his number.
Really? So they have to buy up all the other old jerseys?
Buy them all up. But if he would get traded or something, no harm, no foul, or you give him a year notice, hey, I'm going to wear number 8 next year, not this year.
I got you.
Nothing. But somebody's on the hook. And it's never the team. It's never the Nike or whoever else. It's the player. If you want to change your number, you got to buy up them jerseys.
All right.
Isn't that weird?
It is weird, but they got enough money to do it. So, I mean, it's hard for me to be outraged about it.
I know. It's just a weird little thing that, you know, I just thought it was notable.
Yeah, it is. But look, there's a lot of that stuff built into a lot of things I don't understand. People write books and then they buy all the books.
And then give them away so that they're a bestseller. So that
they're a bestseller. Yeah. There's so much of that stuff. Once again, you just got to do your homework.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a break. Nick's got your 3 to 4 cast. Debbie Bogle coming up at the bottom of the hour from the United Way. And countdown to opening day with Heinkel's giving away some meat.
Yep, on an Illini game day, too.
Yes.
Yeah, today we've got a nice cloudy day to start, but even better sunny later with a high of 48. Tonight, partly cloudy and a low of 35. For Friday, slight chance of rain, mostly sunny, high near 66. Saturday, partly sunny and a high of 48. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 31 degrees. Your WSOY time is 8:25. This look at your weather brought to you by Shaner's Towing. Fast, reliable, 24-hour towing in the Decatur area. Give Shaner a call, 217-875-2200.
When you have car trouble and need a tow, trust Shaner's Towing. Shaner's of Decatur is your best choice for business towing solutions in Central Illinois. Roadside assistance, farming, towing and recovery, auto repairs and tires and more. If you're looking for a fast and reliable partner for all auto and heavy duty needs, just visit shanerstowing.com. Trust Shaner's and save their number, 875-2200. That's 875-2200. When accidents happen, when you need a repair, trust Shaner's Towing.
Huff Lumber and Home Specialties. Who says you can't have it all?
Update your home with beautiful cabinets from Dura Supreme. Our complimentary custom design includes pricing and renderings to keep you in budget. And with a broad selection of woods and colors to choose from, you can have it all.
Huff Lumber and Home Specialties. Who says you can't have it all?
The sun's out, temperatures are up, and Cardinals spring training is in full swing. The countdown to opening day is on, and it's time to fire up the grill. And thanks to Heinkel's Packing, we're giving away meat all month long on Byers & Company. Jalapeno cheddar hot dogs, andouille sausage, Polish sausage, Heinkel's bacon, and more. When you hear the sizzle of the grill, just call in and win. Or you can visit NowDecatur.com to get registered. Grilling season is here. It's the countdown to opening day with Heinkel's Packing. The Brass Horn invites you to come to the Peter Millar Spring Event this Friday from 10 to 6 and Saturday, 9:30 till 3. All of the new Peter Millar merchandise will be shown and the sales rep will be taking orders. Join them for food and beverages while they have the basketball games on their TV. Whether you need office or weekend wear, Peter Millar's style and quality can kick up anyone's wardrobe. So accept their invitation to the Peter Millar Event, the Brass Horn, 108 East Prairie Avenue in downtown Decatur or at brasshorn.com.
Have you ever walked a dog without a diaper? Or been so hungry you ate more than 3 sandwiches? In the wrong state, that could make you a criminal. There are ridiculous laws on the books everywhere, like laws that criminalize HIV. These HIV laws are out of touch with science and our society. They ruin lives by perpetuating stigma and racism. And they're on the books in over 30 states, maybe even here. It's time to repeal these ridiculous laws. Take action at healthnotprisons.org.
The 2024 St. Teresa High School Mega Raffle is going on now. The fundraiser helps St. Teresa offer a faith-based education to students in our area. Tickets are now on sale, and you can have a chance to win $100,000. Take advantage of special bundles by purchasing multiple tickets, increasing your odds of winning. Early bird drawing is April 12th, and final drawing is May 24th. Buy your tickets today for a chance to win $100,000 by calling 875-7950 or online at sttmega.com.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
We're back here on a Thursday. Hope you're having a great end of your week as we head into a Friday. And I know not a lot of work's going to get done with the Illini playing in the middle of the afternoon. That's okay. It's a small price to pay for tournament entry.
That's right.
And excitement. Hope it's a good game, but not close. Doesn't need to be a great game.
Just decisive win, please.
Yeah. Get it right out of the, I think Mark's exactly right. Just smack him in the face right at the very beginning and don't let up. All right, we'll be back.
This is RJ Crace with your stories now. Lawmakers were back in Springfield yesterday to continue the spring session. Top of mind will be the state budget. Governor Pritzker proposes spending over $52 billion in state funds, including almost $1 billion in tax increases, ranging from caps on businesses' losses to increased sports betting fees, and even capping the discount retailers get for collecting sales taxes. Legislators have until May 31st to pass a budget. Macon County K through 12 students are invited to participate in a nature photography contest with the Conservation District. Students can submit a photograph to be displayed in the upcoming exhibit, Nature in Focus. There are three categories, landscapes, wildlife, and humans in nature. First place in each category gets a $50 gift card to Shutterfly. Everybody gets their photo displayed in the exhibit hall at Rock Springs Nature Center from May through August. The deadline is April 19th. More info at nowdecatur.com.
News. I'm Chris Foster. Four more flights chartered by the state of Florida are expected to bring Americans back there from Haiti today, escaping gang violence and governmental collapse. The State Department's getting people across the border to the Dominican Republic a few at a time.
U.S. chartered helicopter flights continue to free up to 30 Americans a day. And the task at hand is daunting. Officials say nearly 1,600 Americans have registered with the State Department as of yesterday, seeking a way to get out of the chaos. Yeah,
Fox's Griff Jenkins. Ireland's leader yesterday, Vietnam's president today, say they're stepping down.
Prime Minister Varadkar says he's no longer the man for the job, and President Tuong's called it quits amid a corruption probe. While good relations with the Irish seem guaranteed, the US will watch Vietnam carefully as it weighs up its rivalry with China.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. President Tuong just took office 13 months ago when the previous president resigned. America's listening to Fox News.
The Libman Company, located in Arcola, Illinois, is now hiring for factory and office. They offer a comprehensive benefit package, along with premiums for off shifts and a weekly paycheck. To apply, simply visit Libman.com. That's Libman.com. Click on careers, choose a position, and complete the online application. It's that easy. The Libman Company invites you to come join their family. Locally owned and operated for over 125 years, the Libman Company is an equal opportunity employer.
Don't miss the 2024 Career Fair at Richland Community College, Thursday, March 28th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Schilling Salons. Employers will have a great opportunity to meet with prospective community members and students searching for internships, job shadowing, or deciding on their career path. Anyone searching for their next career opportunity is encouraged to attend. Just visit Richland Community College on Facebook for more information, and be sure to stop by Richland Community College on March 28th from 11 to 3 for the 2024 Career Fair.
Since Busey Bank first opened our doors in 1868, we have built upon a tradition of close relationships and broad financial capabilities. Our experienced team provides the highest level of personalized service to ensure we accomplish your goals, simplifying your wealth management and business lending needs, and ensuring a legacy for generations. Building business, growing wealth since 1868. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
Here's a look at your News Channel 20 Storm Team forecast today. Mostly cloudy, then sunny, high of 48. Tonight, partly cloudy, low of 35. For Friday, 20% chance of showers after 2 p.m., mostly sunny, high near 66. And Saturday, partly sunny with a high of 48. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 31 degrees. Your WSOY time is 8:33.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
We are back here on a, well, I was going to say it's a pretty morning. It's kind of gray. I know there's some promise of sunshine. Remember Tom Jones's version of that song?
Yes.
No.
Really? It wasn't like a hit video back in the day?
I don't know that it was a hit.
Yeah, it was played quite a bit on MTV. That would have been my generation, my time. I remember.
I don't remember that at all.
It was kind of an anomaly, like, because he had been like a big deal in like my parents, right, you know, time. And then he had a little bit of a comeback. I just remember the video. I can't tell you when or how long after, or was it at the same time?
That I don't remember. It was more of a novelty song to me. I didn't know it was like a real release.
Yeah, I think so. I just seem to remember the video. Like, I mean, literally the MTV video. Back when MTV actually played music videos.
That was a while back.
I know. It's been a long time. And I don't remember now. It was 1988. And it was in collaboration with Art of Noise.
I remember Art of Noise.
Yeah, and Welsh singer Tom Jones on the vocals. He had added the song to his Vegas show, and the Art of Noise contacted him after seeing him perform it on TV, and then they wanted to do a collaboration, and that's how it got started.
Okay, learned something new.
Wow, you're, I've got it pulled up. I'm going to listen to it during the break.
Well, go ahead. If you can find it, go ahead and play. He's got a great voice.
Yeah, there was a famous song that I thought was his that is somebody else, and I can't find what that song is.
Interesting.
I don't know what made me think that at all. And it just popped into my head for some reason, a flashback.
Yeah, I found it.
Did you find it?
Yeah. You want to hear it?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
You don't have to be beautiful to turn me on. I just need your body, baby, from dusk till dawn.
It's pretty cool.
You don't need experience to turn me out. You just leave it all up to me. I'll show you what it's all about. You don't have to be rich to be mine.
So it's got that Art of Noise thing, right? Anything right. Sounds like Ferris Bueller's Day Off soundtrack kind
Complete
of stuff.
Late 80s.
Right?
Yes.
You got to see the video. You watch that after
like
the show.
I like it. That's pretty cool. I have an album going the opposite way of all the Prince songs that somebody else sang.
Yeah.
But him doing it. So it's kind of cool to hear.
Oh, like the ones he wrote that were hits for other people?
Yes.
Yeah, I have
yes.
that album.
Yeah, Nothing Compares to You. Right? Yeah. That yeah. was the song he did.
Yeah.
Yeah, talented guy. What a shame. What an early miss yeah. on, you know, even more of it. I've never been to Paisley Park or I don't know all mm-hmm. those other things, but I still to this day love the music.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And I love the more, the stuff that was popular at the time, it was hard to avoid. You know, you didn't have the ability to take a deeper dive into things so easily the way you can. Like, I've discovered so much Prince that I didn't know, you know, older in life. The stuff that wasn't big hits
right.
and movie soundtracks
like
and things.
His first album and then, you know, just some of his, he kind of wasn't as mainstream after maybe, Purple Rain and then like Paisley Park.
Yeah, there's a couple maybe after
yeah,
that. Yeah, but
there.
But even one of the movies he did that wasn't really, you know, didn't do a lot of box office, but the soundtrack is amazing. I mean, like the songs that are in the movie
yeah.
and they weren't big hits.
Yep.
So it's fun taking a deeper dive into sort of like beyond the, you know, the stuff that's really popular.
Right, right.
You know, on
When Doves Cry? I mean,
that's awesome.
When that came out, right? And this is how long ago that was. You could just, that was the very beginning of being able to buy single cassettes. Mm. Like, I mean, like instead of a 45, it generally had two songs on it. Like uh-huh. it would give you like the front and back, but on a cassette.
Yeah.
And I bought that cassette at Musicland, because, and it was a longer version than the radio version. So it was, you know,
yeah.
To this day, it's one of my favorite songs.
Wow. Very cool.
Yeah.
Before the movie came out.
Do you know that Sheila E. has her own Hollywood star?
Mm-hmm.
She's the only female percussionist. She's currently the musician on the game show for Paramount, La Teoria Loca.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like her.
I did until I watched that We Are the World special, yeah. And she's so whiny.
Is she?
Yeah, all these years later. Let it go.
She's pretty neat.
Of course, they were trying to get you to get the prince. Of course. Yeah. Of course.
Pretty talented.
No, know your place. Know where you are. I mean, you know, Prince. It was Prince.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She felt used.
I mean, she was, I'm sure.
To get the prince?
Yeah.
They used somebody to get the everybody. I mean, I
would have used her to get to Prince.
They wanted everybody to be in this thing. So, I mean, it was all about, you know, how do we get somebody to get in here?
Mm-hmm.
And somehow Dan Aykroyd showed up. Have you watched that yet?
I haven't. What is that on?
It's on Netflix. And, what was it? The Greatest Night? It told firsthand by Lionel Richie and Bruce Springsteen and just about anybody that's still alive that was there. And it is such a fascinating look at how that came together.
Yeah.
And then it was the night after, was it the American Music Awards? Cause they were all going to be, or a lot of them were going to be. So they were there to like 3 a.m., you know, and all the drama, the divas, it's fantastic.
Yeah. I'll have to watch
Lionel Richie's Michael Jackson stories. They are the best.
Even now, just watching the video and seeing all the people, mm-hmm. it's like so cool. So yeah, I didn't even know there was a documentary.
It's unbelievably good.
I'll have to check that out.
If you are from the 80s, it's worth watching from any generation just because they put so, I mean, I don't know that it's ever been equaled to have that much star power in one room at the same time. And I mean, it was as diverse as Kenny Rogers, who at that time was the biggest thing in country music, to literally Diana Ross to it was royalty. With the egos that come with it.
Oh yeah, I'm sure. So shortly, maybe a couple years after that, there was another try at putting something together with a bunch of people like that. I don't remember. Do you remember what that was? There was another song that came out, but it was terrible.
That was the song before that. There was one before it. Do They Know It's Christmas?
There was another one, and it was for another like fundraiser type thing.
I don't remember that.
I'll have to think about it. But it wasn't very good. They tried to recreate that same feel, and it just didn't happen.
The reason they got it done is because, you know, Quincy Jones, The Greatest Night in Pop is what it's called.
Okay.
Quincy Jones basically drafted, wasn't any choice in it, Michael Jackson and Lionel Richie, and to some extent Stevie Wonder, who evidently just would call you back maybe. and so because they were at the height they were, they were able to attract all. And then when like Springsteen said, sure, the people who weren't kind of considered to be, the serious musicians, then the only one they didn't get was Prince. And that's how this whole conversation started. And so they brought Sheila Ian hoping to get Prince to do it. And she says he would have freaked out. There's no way he would have been in a room with that many people and till 3 a.m. And, you know, he'd do like, 14 outfit changes in that time. There are people that went to lunch with him. We changed clothes during lunch.
That's awesome.
I did find an article that has the 20 song benefit songs for, that were in the same vein. And the first one that you mentioned was the Christmas, Do They Know It's Christmas, 1984.
That was what started.
That's right. Yeah. We Are the World in 85, followed by Tears Are Not Enough in 85. Sun City by Artists United Against Apartheid.
That was about South Africa. Yeah.
85. Dancing in the Street, Dionne Warwick and Friends. Stars by Hear and Aid. That was another big one that had a bunch of the rock stars. We're All in the Same Game was the rap one. And the Voices That Care was the one in the 90s.
Who was that?
That has, I'm just looking at a phone, Richard Gere, James Woods.
What?
Noel Carter. Yeah, Magic Johnson. Then Bono did his one.
Let's get all these actors that, you know, and have them sing a song.
Yeah, Heal the World by Michael Jackson, Candle in the Wind, Elton John, Sing by Annie Lennox when she got all her people.
Candle in the Wind came up about 9 times in my life. He just changed the lyrics every time.
Yeah. Just Stand Up, Stand Up to Cancer happened in 2008.
They're not making a documentary about any of this
stuff. No.
Watch it. It's great.
Memorable.
You'll get some great 80s vibe and just the behind the scenes dish. Yeah. Like Al Jarreau was drunk.
Dude. I'm excited. I have something to watch.
Stevie Wonder, who was supposed to be part of the planning this whole thing, who did nothing and then showed up and wanted to dictate how everything was going to go. And
I feel like we all know people like that.
We do. And he wanted Swahili in there, and then they had to go, look, they don't speak Swahili. It was like the whole thing was just, and then Bob Goldthwait, or no, Bob Goldthwait, that would be
Bob
weird.
Jack Goldthwait.
I still love that guy. Yeah. Bob Geldof, another 80s guy that started the whole We Are, I mean, he did the Don't They Know It's Christmas, yeah. And then that was how Live Aid and yeah. all that came together. Basically lecturing all these people without being mean about right. it, but why they were really there. And there were like two people, Michael Jackson and like Huey Lewis, that were like just glued into this speech. You could tell it moved them. And the rest of the people were worried about what their hair
Huey
looked
Lewis
like.
Huey Lewis might not have heard him.
Hey, back, that was 1984. Oh. Man. He can't hear now probably because of all the stuff he did.
Dude, loud music just destroys your ears.
Yeah.
You got to be so careful. Even going to concerts.
But he's in it.
Yeah.
And he's funny because
he is funny.
Let's tie this really neat little bow around all this and move on. He got Prince's part.
That's right.
Ah.
That's exactly right.
That did tie up nice and neat.
Huh?
You're up, Huey.
There you go.
You got upgraded to the penthouse. Literally from the first floor. You're now up.
It is kind of odd though. Like, let's get Prince for this. He won't do it. Okay, let's get Huey Lewis. I mean,
well, Huey Lewis was already in.
Yeah,
they were hoping Prince was going to show up that night. They kept thinking it was still a possibility.
But Huey was in the ensemble prior to that,
and he still kind of was. But he got that where he got to hit the high note and do the thing that could have stood out, right?
Yeah,
because you had all of these divas,
right?
And they all had 4 second lines. There wasn't like, you know, so everybody was sort of fighting for position and you can just imagine you worked with enough artists and the crazy stuff that comes with that. And you think about a room full of, and not everybody was equal there.
Oh yeah.
You know, Cyndi Lauper was big at the time and still I don't think gets the credit she deserves today for what a great voice she has,
but
she's not Diana Ross.
Right.
But when you think of We Are the World, that's the first person I think of is Cyndi Lauper.
Me too.
They couldn't get a recording done because they kept having all this noise. It turns out it was the 800 bracelet she was wearing, where they had to like literally take all of them off and try again.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
See? I'm excited to watch this.
Go watch it. You'll have fun.
Yeah.
Go watch Aquaman.
Oh.
It's unwatchable. Now, maybe there are some ladies out there that just have this Jason Momoa thing that, you know, they'll sit through anything. Can't imagine. The first 10 minutes of that movie are the worst. It's god awful.
Oh, did you watch the whole thing?
No, I did not. I stopped.
There's quite a few movies lately that I've been.
What they're trying to do.
A few minutes in and like, nah.
Pass.
Okay. Yeah. What they did with Thor and what they did with Guardians of the Galaxy.
The
right.
Little exile thing.
And they made it funny. Yeah. And then those screaming, whatever they were. Mm-hmm.
I don't remember what the name of
the animals, you know, like, and they, it's like they just said, okay, we're going to try that.
Yep.
And it just falls completely flat and it's just ridiculous. I mean, it's just dumb.
Hemsworth is like what they call quote unquote fat Thor was. It's priceless.
And he's a great actor.
Right.
And this is what people forget about the comic book movies. You know, people sort of like just go, oh, but they are at their best when there's really good actors
right.
in them.
Oscar Award winner Robert Downey Jr.
Oh, was he unbelievable in Oppenheimer?
Yeah, that was so good.
Did he have different teeth in?
I don't know. He's looking like older in terms of he's lost a lot of weight.
It felt like they had like made his like.
Oh, I didn't notice it.
Yeah.
Emily Blunt looked considerably different, obviously. But
yeah. The stuff they do that you don't even maybe even realize. Like, cause I just watched his, you know, in the last 6 months, his HBO show about doing the stuff with the cars or whatever, where he's on screen a lot. And it felt like he was wearing some sort of
prosthetic.
Yeah.
Interesting.
To make his mouth different or something. Who knows? But yeah.
You're probably right.
I don't know.
You watched him talk normal enough.
Yeah, yeah. He just didn't look like his normal, like, I don't
know. Right.
Anyway, it took us 3 nights to watch Oppenheimer.
Man.
We watched it just all at once.
Good for you.
Same.
And
Lindsay can't stay up late enough.
Well,
I wanted to.
We watched it like on a Sunday afternoon, like.
That's the way to do
you
it.
You know, just nothing
feels like
else
that's
going
a
on.
Nighttime movie, though. Does that make any sense?
Well, and we didn't realize it was going to be 3 hours, and then we were like,
plus hours.
Oh, But yeah, we made it through.
Did you like it?
I did. It was good. I mean, it was long and it was, I mean, a lot of words. like it's not an action movie or anything. It's just, you know, a lot of dialogue.
Could you imagine if they didn't add the tension and the music and all that, how dry and procedural that movie would have been?
It was close enough to that anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, even with all the masterful, I think of Tenet being that way, with as brilliant as he is.
That's his misstep for me.
And it wasn't terrible.
No, it wasn't.
I mean, I'd rather watch that any day than Aquaman. Yeah. He can get a little too in himself, mm-hmm. like where it's just too long, just a little too clever, just a little too.
Well, and it probably took us like 4 hours to watch it because I don't remember how long it was, but. Because sometimes I would be a little confused on what was happening and be like, what? What just like?
Well, because they were unveiling.
So rewind a little bit. Okay, let me hear that again.
Well, because they didn't want to give you the villain right away.
And all the names are like, okay, well, how does he relate to this person? Yes. Which one of the scientists is that? Yeah there's plenty
Which communist
of
are we talking about?
That's right. there was, they treated you like you had to be a little smart to
But
keep
I'd
up.
Rather yes. way more have that than the opposite of that.
Yeah. Debbie, here's what I did. When I felt like that, I'm like, it'll probably make sense in a bit. I just let it ride.
We did some of that too.
It'll click.
They were a little hard to understand. Yeah. So yeah, we did a little bit of rewinding and like, What just happened?
I probably should have.
So watch the two things you need to watch are the We Are the World documentary. And then this one's a little bit older too, but not meaning like in the last 6 months, The Many Lives of Martha Stewart. It is the best thing. It's four parts. It was on CNN originally. Now you can watch it in Max, without the commercials. So it's less than like an hour an episode. So there's four of them. It is unbelievably good.
I'm making notes.
Okay.
What was that one called?
The Many Lives of Martha Stewart.
Okay.
And we don't remember the beginning, because in the late 1960s, she was a stockbroker and there were no female stockbrokers.
Roughly when was the beginning for her to when we would have heard of
late
her?
Late 60s to,
really?
To
that long ago?
Mid-70s is when she really broke onto the scene.
Wow.
So she went from making $100,000 a year as a very, one-off female stockbroker on Wall Street. To then becoming a caterer, and she was unbelievably successful at that. And then came the book, which everybody in America bought and all over the world, which then became the brand, which then became the TV show, which then it was Time Warner, whoever it was. They said, look, we want to own, I'm not giving you me anymore. We'll let you buy into me.
Yeah.
We'll give you a percentage of me, but we're going to own me. To ringing the bell on the stock market, going public and becoming a billionaire, to jail, to back out of jail, to it's a life.
To BFFs with Snoop.
It's a life.
And she's 70s?
She's 81, I think, now.
Is she really?
Wow.
Just in the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She Lee is 66, by the way. Just looked at a picture of her.
Yeah.
Wow.
Martha Stewart is, I mean, it is just the timeline in which she existed for women and power and lack of and the way by just sheer force, right?
Yeah.
Built an empire and then out of stupidity almost lost that empire,
Right.
Because it would have literally cost her $450,000 for the shares she would have lost in that stock that she did the insider trading thing on. And then lied about it. And had she not lied about it, maybe wouldn't even have been charged, let alone go to jail. And then she went to jail. I mean, they were still appealing. And she said, call the lawyers off. I'm showing up to jail.
Just knock it out.
Because the sooner I go, the sooner I'm out, the sooner I rebuild my company.
Wow.
And that is exactly what she did.
It's crazy.
It's a life.
Yeah.
It's worth watching.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, I got lots of stuff. I'll report back.
Please do. Let's take a break. And when we get back here, we will do a little United Way update. I promise you it's important. Give, please. Here's Nick with your 3-day forecast.
Today, mostly cloudy, then sunny, high near 48. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 35. For Friday, slight chance of rain, mostly sunny, high of 66. Saturday, partly sunny and a high near 48. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 32 degrees. Your WSOY time, 8:53.
The 2024 St. Teresa High School Mega Raffle is going on now. The fundraiser helps St. Teresa offer a faith-based education to students in our area. Tickets are now on sale, and you can have a chance to win $100,000. Take advantage of special bundles by purchasing multiple tickets, increasing your odds of winning. Early bird drawing is April 12th, and final drawing is May 24th. Buy your tickets today for a chance to win $100,000 by calling 875-7950 or online at stmega.com.
The Brass Horn invites you to come to the Peter Millar Spring Event this Friday from 10 to 6 and Saturday, 9:30 till 3. All of the new Peter Millar merchandise will be shown and the sales rep will be taking orders. Join them for food and beverages while they have the basketball games on their TV. Whether you need office or weekend wear, Peter Millar's style and quality can kick up anyone's wardrobe. So accept their invitation to the Peter Millar Event, The Brass Horn, 108 East Prairie Avenue in downtown Decatur or at brasshorn.com.
At Brinkotter Realtors, we understand that no two clients are the same, and neither are their goals. We believe in getting to know you, your needs, your preferences, and your lifestyle. Why? Because you deserve more than a home. You deserve a place where memories are made, relationships are cherished, and comfort is found. From the moment you step into our world, your dreams become our purpose, and your goals, our mission. Discover the difference at Brinkotter Realtors. Visit us online or call to connect with one of our agents today.
Summer is a time for kids to be kids, and Camp Sokia is the place to make each summer day a great one for every kid. Camp Sokia is an all-day summer camp available to children from kindergarten through sixth grade. Each day, Y campers have exciting adventures, make lasting friendships, learn new skills, and have tons of fun in a safe environment led by caring YMCA staff. Registration is now open. Explore all Camp Sokia has to offer at DecaturYMCA.org. Great summers start at the Y. Find your fun. Find your Y.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Not a big fan of this song. Huge Springsteen fan. Not a fan of this song, though. There were so many better songs that didn't make the radio from even that album, Born in the USA. That is what it is. I get that and Dancing in the Dark. That's the stuff Nick throws at me on a regular basis from Springsteen. All right, United Way. So easy to get involved, and it's going to get even easier.
Yes, yes. We're getting ready to launch some new tools to use to participate in United Way if you choose to do so. And so lots of exciting things coming up. We're just kind of... We'll be rebranding and looking towards the future. And I always like to say, we're not your grandfather's United Way. We're, you know, evolving and, you know, try to make things easier to understand and easier to participate in.
Way better than your grandfather's United Way, because your grandfather's United Way would have had like a ton of overhead. They wouldn't have been in, you know, evidence-based and results-based, you know, so that people who invest don't have to do all the diligence of right. the work. Way better than your grandfather's yeah. United Way.
Yeah. You know, when it started, it was, we're going to help raise money and then we're just going to give it all away. It was simple as that.
Yep.
And
then that was political and, you know, who yeah. was where and served on where, and not necessarily based on results or, right. or doing the greater good. Or
based on, we have 1,000 clients. You're great. Here's some money.
Yeah. So, why aren't you narrowing that down to 100 clients?
Right. And making a huge impact. Yep. So
that's my endorsement. Personal so, only.
Yeah. It's very different now. And we're very proud of where we're heading.
Okay. We got a minute left here. Who is our Heinkel's winner today? We've got
Diane.
Diane. What, yep. what are we giving
Andouille.
Away?
Andouille.
Oh, the Andouille sausage. Every day, countdown to opening day, you can sign up at NowDecatur.com. Just go to the bottom of the page. Very simple and easy to do. NowDecatur.com. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, that's it for us. If you missed any of the show today, podcast driven by the Bob Brady Auto Group. You can get them anywhere you get your podcast, including NowDecatur.com. We'll be back tomorrow. Our Brink Out Our Home highlight. We'll have an update from the EDC. Angela will be in. A lot to get to. And we got a Gin Mill gift card to give away tomorrow with Brink Otter. So watch for that. That's it. Have a great day. We'll see you then.
WSOY Decatur and W277DB Decatur. WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is RJ Crace with your stories now. Governor Pritzker has signed an executive order creating a framework for financing and expanding access to new therapies and drugs like the recently approved gene therapies for sickle cell disease. The order tasks the Department of Health Care and Family Services with leading the state's efforts to establish payment models and financial structures that support access to sickle cell treatments and other new high-cost drugs. Volunteers are needed for the annual honeysuckle sweep in Fairview Park to protect the park's biodiversity from this invasive plant. Honeysuckle is one of Illinois' most common and invasive bushes. The honeysuckle sweep will be from 8 to 11 a.m. April 6th at Fairview Park. Participants meet at the Fairview Park pool parking lot. Be sure to bring gloves and pruners. They're asking volunteers.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.